morning, guys. Thank you for coming. This week we're going to pick up from last week, where we talked about two questions, two separate cases about sacrificing one mitzvah for another. So one case we talked about was somebody in Soviet Russia who gave away all the pairs of tefillin that he had. He only had one left, his own. And the question is whether to give it up, and he would miss a day of tefillin, so that this other person could put on tefillin for the rest of their life. And even though there was some disagreement, the psak that Rav Elyashiv made was that you can't give up a mitzvah that you're supposed to do in order to let somebody else do a mitzvah. The other case, which had the opposite halacha, was somebody who liked to daven and duchen, do birchas kohanim, with multiple people to fulfill the mitzvah in the best way possible. He was told that he had to be the only kohen and do birchas kohanim on a lower level in order so that everybody else could have birchas kohanim because of the mitzvah of chesed. So what's the difference between these two cases? What's the difference between tefillin, where I have to do it myself and I can't give it away, as opposed to by birchas kohanim, where chesed makes me have to do birchas kohanim on a lower level? What do you think is the difference?
Well, you still can't do it.
Okay, so you say that one difference between these two cases is that you're still doing the mitzvah of birchas kohanim, it's just not as good a level. So that's one answer. Any other difference?
Wasn't there one the Raisa and one was the Rabbanon, you said? Something?
Right, so the birchas kohanim with one person, according to some people, is only rabbinic. Yeah, so another answer is that you're... that by birchas kohanim, you're not obligated to do birchas kohanim. If there's a kohen around, there's a mitzvah to bench people. But nobody says you have to bench people. You don't have to come to shul to do birchas kohanim. If you do, you get a mitzvah. By tefillin, everybody has to put on tefillin. You have to. You can't choose to. So another difference is that by tefillin, you have to do it so you can't give it up, as opposed to by duchening, where you don't have to, you can choose to. So when you have to choose to, so the halacha is you have to do chesed instead, because chesed you have to do. So now I want you to take that difference and apply it to another case. And this is the case we're going to talk about. This takes place during COVID. I think it's in Finland. It has to do with Israel. So in Finland, apparently, during COVID, there was no moel. Nobody could do a bris milah there. And what they would do over the years is they would fly a moel in from another country to do the bris milah. They would book him 8 days in advance and they would fly him in or take the train in, whatever. During COVID, though, all the borders locked down. You couldn't travel from one country to another. So on Sunday, a baby's born. So when's the bris supposed to be? Assuming everybody's healthy?
Sunday.
Next Sunday, exactly, 8 days later. So this person was super duper wealthy. So he says, look, I have a baby. We'll call this baby Baby A because he doesn't have a name yet. So he calls a moel in Israel and says, I'm going to charter a private plane because there are no planes right now. This is the heart of lockdown. I'm going to charter a private plane for you to come in to do the bris. The moel says, okay. Monday, in the next town over, or wherever the next Jewish area is, somebody else, who is not that wealthy, has another baby boy. We'll call him Baby B. Now, Baby B is born on Monday. So when's his bris supposed to be?
Monday.
The next Monday. So the father of Baby B calls the father up of Baby A and says, hey, I heard you're flying in a moel. Can we share? And so the father who chartered the plane said, sure, absolutely. He can stay in my house. I'll pay for the taxi. I'll pay for the cab to drive him to your place because, there's no public transportation. Unfortunately, when they told this plan to the moel said, it's not going to work. You could fly me into the country, but for various COVID visa reasons, he couldn't stay in the country more than 24 hours. He had to leave the country within a day. And unfortunately, because of all the traveling logistics and going through immigration, he couldn't be there for both Sunday and Monday. He says, you only got me for one of those 2 days. So the question is, now Father A has two options. He could fly him in on Sunday, and the mole would do the bris for baby A, and that's it, because you can't do a bris on somebody less than 8 days. Or he could fly him in on Monday and do the bris of baby B on the right day and push off the bris of baby A 1 day to day number 9. Which of those two options should you do?
Good question.
So you two say the second one, essentially push off one bris to do both on the same day. Why? Okay, so you. Okay, so what you're saying is that there's obviously you should try to do the bris on the 8th day, but if you can't do the bris on the 8th day, do you still have to do the bris on the 9th day? Yeah, exactly. So if for whatever reason somebody, obviously if you're not healthy, then you shouldn't do the bris. But even if you know, you decide for whatever reason, I'm not doing the bris on the 8th day, there's still an obligation to do it on day number 9. So you said, okay, just push it off a day. Anybody disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree, what?
I think bris on the 8th day is a very important
thing. Ah, okay, so you say that there is an added, there's a special importance of doing the bris on the 8th day. Now, how do we know that there's a special importance of doing it?
It says so.
Exactly, it says so. The Torah says, on the 8th day, do the bris. So now the question is, what makes it special to do the bris on the 8th day? Is it its own mitzvah, or is it just a better way to do the regular mitzvah of bris milah? And that, in classic Jewish fashion, is a machlokes, is a debate. Some people say that the Torah tells you to do the mitzvah in the best way possible, that you're supposed to do the bris on the 8th day, because you're supposed to do it as early as possible. The 8th day is the first day you can do it. And we have this principle of Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvah, that you're supposed to do the mitzvah the earliest opportunity. And so even though you could do it on the 9th day, the 10th day, you're supposed to do it on the 8th day. There are other people, though, that disagree. And again, it depends how you read various psukim, so we can't go into it right now. But there are other opinions that say no, that every day that you don't do a bris milah, assuming that you had the opportunity to do so, you're actually being mevatel, you're getting rid of a positive mitzvah, and you may actually even be fulfilling, you may actually even be doing a negative mitzvah. So it depends how you understand it. If it's just a better way to do a mitzvah, then you should push off the bris a day, right? Because everybody gets to do a mitzvah, and I just don't do it in the best way possible. But if you're actually transgressing a mitzvah, or you might not be fulfilling an actual mitzvah, then it's like the tefillin case, and so you can't do that. He has to come on day number 8 for baby A, and baby B's got to wait. They can't do it. They're an onus. So which do we paskin like?
Well, if a baby's sick, you know, you can put it off. So this is a reason also, a good reason.
Right, so if a baby is sick, then you're what's called an onus. Then you can't, then there's nothing...
Early afternoon on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
And then my other question is, could you do the 8th day bris at night? Is that better? What if the Sunday bris was done in the afternoon and the other one was done right after Maariv?
That's a thought.
Yeah, so
I know you're supposed to wait till the day.
Right, so I thought maybe you could work something out like that. Apparently that was not a logistical option. It wasn't in the same town.
But would it be a halakhic option? Could you do the bris?
You're not supposed to do a bris at night. You have to wait till the day.
And how strong is that law?
That's a debate. So maybe you could be lenient about that. Again, just apparently logistically that wasn't an option. I don't know. So the question is, which side do we paskin? Like, is doing bris on the 8th day its own mitzvah or just a better way to do it? The answer is we don't really have a consensus. And so this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah. So it's a safek d'oraisa l'chumra. We have to be stringent, and so he can't give it up.
Isn't it even a kares?
Exactly. It's
one of the few mitzvahs asay which are a kares.
Right. So the kares aspect though is only if you die without a bris.
Got it.
So that the kares part is not as much of an issue
and
here.
The father doesn't have
the father doesn't get kares.
No,
It's if a person. The father doesn't. It's the son. So we have to be strict. And so father of baby A says, look, I'm sorry. We have to be concerned about me not fulfilling the mitzvah. But the father of baby B could also say, well, it's also my biblical mitzvah, so we should be stringent on my account too. So depending on whose perspective you look at it, both people are saying we have to be strict in my favor. So the way they ultimately decided is that, once again, it's you versus the other person. It's if you're traveling in a desert and you only have water for one, whoever has the water is supposed to drink it, even if the other person might chas v'shalom die, because you can't take away somebody else's water, but if it's yours, you have to do it. You have to survive. Your life comes first. So just like your physical life comes first, your spiritual life comes first. And so the father of baby A sort of wins, so to speak. And so they flew the moel in. They did the bris on day 8. And eventually, once COVID restrictions were lifted, baby B had his bris. So obviously, we learned a lot of different concepts here about one mitzvah trumping another mitzvah, doing one mitzvah better versus not doing a mitzvah at all. But what I also want to point out is the importance of this concept of zrizin makdim in the mitzvah, that you have to do a mitzvah at the earliest point possible. Maybe it's its own value, or maybe it's part of doing the mitzvah better, but we have to take that seriously, so much so that we may even be willing to forego doing a bris in its proper time to do that. Have a wonderful week, and if anybody wants to sign up for Mishnayos, it's over there.
Okay, how do you do it?